Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for calling us as you called the disciples. And as you were with the disciples and are with the disciples still, so we are with you, Lord. And thank you. Thank you. You, a wonderful God, interceding for us, leading us as you led the disciples. And thank you today. We can just see that we need to just stay in tune, because as you are, so are we. And you want us to be where you are. And it's wonderful, Father God, that we can, because that's our destiny. We were predestined in you to be holy and blameless in the Father's love. So thank you for enlightening us again and keeping us in your wonderful love, family, favor. As kingdom kids, restoring this earth in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 14, verse 27 to 33. Then Jesus said, "Be brave and don't be afraid. I am here." And Peter shouted out, "Lord, if it is really you, then have me join you on the water." "Come and join me," Jesus replied. So Peter stepped out onto the water and began to walk towards Jesus. But when he realized how high the waves were, he became frightened and started to sink. "Save me, Lord," he cried out. And Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and lifted him up and said, "What little faith you have! Why would you let doubt win?" And the very moment they both stepped into the boat, the raging wind ceased. And then all the disciples bowed down before him and worshipped Jesus. And they said in adoration, "You are truly the Son of God."
Hallelujah. You're so much in this. And it's just wonderful just to know, you know, if we are born again, we've been called by the Lord. We've been called back home. And together with him, co-heirs with him, working together with him, we have everything. And just as the disciples experienced trials in their pursuit of walking in the footsteps of Jesus, Jesus was there to help them. "Lo, I'm with you." And then Peter sees the beauty of the Lord, and he has a heart's desire to be where he is. But praise God again. Yeah, Peter is example to us. His example to us when he looks to Jesus and he gets revelation, and Jesus says in it, "On this I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail." His example for us to see, we are called to walk with Jesus. We are called to be where he is. The beautiful scripture that Jesus gives us is John 12, that he needs to fall in the ground, and he has fallen into the ground to bear much fruit. So that we can turn away from the world, turn away from the evil, and then following him, we can be where he is. And those that follow Jesus like this, are dedicated to Jesus like this, it says, "My Father will honor you as well." And this is confirmation in John 14, where he says their hearts mustn't be weary because he's going away. But he'll come again. He won't leave us as orphans. And he'll come. But even before these things can happen, you need to receive the Spirit. And then he says, "Receive the Spirit. He'll take what is mine and give it to you." But then as you receive the Spirit and you stay in tune with your Lord, you're the author and the perfecter of your faith. He says, "I will come live with you and my Father will come live with you." So that's a reality. It's not pie in the sky one day. It's already a reality. So it's already a reality to be where he is as we stay in tune with his leading. And that's the thing. If the Lord didn't say, "Get out of the, yes, come follow me," it would have been presumption or foolishness, and it would just have been a disaster, and then Jesus would be there. But if we all can, always can remember, he's always there for us. And just like Peter, he called on him and just a hand away. He was just a breath away, and he was just a hand away from lifting Peter back to where he was supposed to. But the understanding there is we've got to stay enlightened. We've got to have light, not darkness. We got to hold on to the blessings, not the curses. We got to hold on to the great and precious promises, not the deception and the darkness. That's a lesson Peter and the Lord has given us this morning again, to keep our eyes on Jesus. Where is your faith? He actually ends off the message. And when your faith is in this wonderful God that has made all provision and is leading us into the measure and the stature, the fullness of himself, the fullness of Christ, to be where he is and enjoy every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, we can just worship him and be thankful that there's a truly salvation has come. Truly the king is here. Truly the kingdom is here. Truly we lack no spiritual benefits. We've got all the spiritual answers, blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, just as God predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in his sight. This is the dimension of this wonderful new covenant that we have got to be so mindful of, appreciating, being thankful of, singing about, speaking about, so that we can be the true sons that the creation is waiting for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.